Although Bill Simon's departure from the California governor's race has deprived voters of one big-name candidate, there are still more than 100 candidates to choose from, and most are not big names. They're ordinary people. I spoke with three of them to find out just why they're running. First, Georgie Russell. She's a 26-year-old software engineer who lives in Mountain View, California. Georgie's platform? Clean elections, clean energy, and a cleaned-up criminal justice system.
I am the only candidate who is speaking candidly about the budget and what's wrong with it and what we need to do to get the economy back on track. I'm the only candidate who will take the risk and say gay marriage is the way to go.
So if this recall hadn't come about, would you have gone into politics anyway, taking the more, shall we say, traditional route?
I wasn't planning on it.
And that's probably true of most of the other candidates on the ballot. Few have been in politics. Few will remain in politics. They'll go back to their jobs, which include real estate developer, railroad switchman, and retired meat packer.
My name is Mike McCarthy, and I'm a car dealer in San Luis Obispo, California, and I'm running for governor.
McCarthy says he's running to help out small businesses. He wants everyone to know that insurance is too expensive, taxes are too high, and workers' compensation too burdensome. And he says he has a plan to erase the budget deficit.
We would first approach the deficit from an audit basis and immediately get in and cut excess spending.
Like where is there excess spending?
Excess spending would be across the board from A to Z. There's just all kinds of issues with spending.
Like what, for example?
For example, education. What education? What else? Sorry. Yeah, we'll have to get back to you on that. I'm sorry.
Who's that in the background?
This is. I'm in the room. I'm in the office with Robin, my campaign manager.
So Robin is working on the issues there for
you?
Oh,
yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. A friend of yours?
Yes, went to preschool with him.
McCarthy admits he doesn't stand much of a chance, but he says he's lapping up the attention he now receives. He says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be heard. He's been invited to speak at the local Rotary Club in San Luis Obispo, Reporters Call, and he'll even be on Jay Leno. All the candidates have been invited.
I'm last. Dead last. Gary Leonard is last on the ballot.
Gary Leonard is a photographer from Los Angeles. He says his campaign for governor is a photojournalist project, so he's chronicling the race for posterity. He has one main campaign issue, vote no on the recall. He doesn't think Governor Gray Davis should be thrown out of office, but when pressed, Leonard comes up with a broader platform.
I think it's important to talk about traffic. I think it's important to talk about health insurance. I think it's important to talk about feeding the kids that are starving.
Do you have a position on the deficit? That's the big issue, obviously. That's what triggered the recall.
Yeah, no, I'm not the kind of guy who can handle that. So, no.
So you absolutely should not be governor.
Yes. I'm not sure I should say that. Okay, I'm enough of a candidate at this point. And I've done enough interviews to understand some things you just don't say, and that's probably one of them.
Lessons learned on the campaign trail. Gary Leonard, Mike McCarthy, and Georgie Russell, just regular people running for governor.